Welcome to the Rural Bikers Podcast with your host, Grizzly.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Rural Biker Podcast. I'm your host, Grizzly. And this week, we're going to talk about a couple things we got done around the house. What else we got? Oh, shit. We got a barbecue. We got a ride and a barbecue coming up next weekend, the 29th. That's going to be badass. Looking forward to that shit. And Ruthless is going to join us, and we're going to name this fucking studio. So stick around. All right. How's everybody doing out there? Hope everybody's had a really good time since the last time we talked. And I just got a couple of things to go over. This week might be a little bit short. Springtime is coming. I've been super busy in the yard trying to get the bike ready, make sure everything's good to go for the riding season. Y'all know how it is. We did get the, for those that have been following our kitchen project, we did get quite a bit done. We've got all the walls down and the paneling all replaced around the beams and the light switches and plugins all put back in. And we got half the, half of the space that we opened up, we got the flooring down, and now it's just a budget issue. We kind of worked ourselves out of material, so we got a plan for that. We're just going to save up some money. It's not a very good plan, but it sure is a trusty one. The next big project is to redo the boys' bathroom, and that's going to be like a major overhaul, which, you know, should be fun because I've never done anything like that. And so it could be a hell of a learning experience. Other than that, I really haven't got to ride my bike at all, mostly just because I'm a sissy. It's just too cold in the morning. It's just too cold. King, he's been riding, like, pretty much all week to work, except for today. Today's Thursday, so I got to get this podcast finished up and get this shit downloaded for you guys tonight, so it's available tomorrow. But, like I said, I've just been busy. Spring's here. I've been doing a lot of repotting plants and just trying to make sure the yard's in good shape because I really like sitting in my yard and drinking beer. I like it. Have some music going, maybe puffing on a joint, you know, having a nice cold one, chilling, music, you know, barbecue, meat sizzling on the grill. Yeah, I'm easily entertained. Just about time to get the old fiddle box out, sit around the yard, and get all tuned up, and then get all tuned up. Ah, the good old days when life was simple. Yeah, we're getting there. The weather, however, is starting to cooperate. We're getting like 40s in the morning now, and well, that's what it's supposed to be next week. This week it was still like 29. I think Wednesday when I went to work, it was 27 degrees in the morning. A little on the chilly side for this guy. But King still did it. I was impressed. I was like, that guy's a fucking diehard right there. I don't know about that. But I guess my lack of, what is it? What's that Star Wars line? Your lack of faith is disturbing. But next week's supposed to start looking better. So 40s in the morning and high 50s into the 60s. In fact, I think like next Saturday, the 29th or whatever, it's, I think it's supposed to be like 81 degrees, which, damn, I'm going to start bitching about it being too hot here pretty quick. But with warm weather, you got to start having barbecues, right? And I love me some barbecues. In fact, got a nice one coming up on the 29th. Got a ride. Going to start over by the river and come on this way out to my house. Me and all my brothers and shit that I ride with. And friends and family, we're all going to meet here and have ourselves a nice little shindig, if you know what I mean. I'm going to burn some beef and suck the bottom out of some cold ones. Maybe even strum the old fiddle box. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I try not to do that too much when I've been drinking because it's probably not pretty. I could only imagine. I'm hoping to have about 20, maybe 25 bikes and end up with probably about, you know, a couple people will take some cages, I'm sure. Hopefully end up about 30, 35 people. That'd be all right. Hang out for a little while, have some fun, drink some beer, shoot the shit. You know, trample my grass to death. That's why I grow it. Right? That's why I have a yard and I try to keep it nice. So, you know, entertaining people's fun. I enjoy it. And yeah. So I'm gonna have a big ass barbecue. And I'm so ready because I really enjoy these get-togethers that we have. Always a good time. Always a good time. I'm getting all primed and ready tonight. Getting the old Freya ready. Make sure I got all my stuff in my saddlebags for work tomorrow. Because I'm really hoping that I'm going to ride. It's supposed to be like 41 in the morning. High of like 58. It's supposed to rain sometime tonight. But, oh shit, that's tonight, right? Don't worry about that. Details. I don't really have much new in the way of emails. It's been pretty quiet. My brother, Big Root, he sent me some information on the Grand Coulee Dam with the laser show we were talking about last week. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Big shout out. And yeah, so hopefully me and Ruth will get a trip planned up there for sure. And hell, we'll share it on the podcast. Be something to talk about, right? Going somewhere and doing something. Things to do in the Pacific Northwest. Come on now. So, yeah, looking forward to that. I haven't been up there since, I don't know. I don't even know how old I was. But I wasn't very fucking old, I'll tell you that. So, yeah, looking forward. It'll be good times. I haven't been up there in a long time. And I miss hanging out with my brother. So it'll be a good time no matter what. And he did say some shit about maybe coming down at the end of the month, maybe Memorial Day, which, you know, it always fucking rains Memorial Day. No matter what you're doing, it's going to fucking rain every time. But of course, if you're just going to sit around and do fucking nothing, it'll be 85 and sunny. But so I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully he gets down here pretty damn quick. We can have ourselves a good little drink and get some ride time in. But sooner or later, and then me and Ruthie will go up there for manizzle later in the summer. That's the plan anyway. I don't know. Fuck, you know how it is. Something else will happen. Third Ward. What? World War III will start, you know, something will happen. Every time me and Ruthless make plans that we want to go on a ride and go get something done, something freaking happens every time. Just stop fucking planning shit. That way you just hop on your horse and go. You don't tell nobody, you don't say nothing. Weather's going to be perfect. You know, no one's going to nuke no one else. You know, good times. But anyway, that I think that just about wraps it up, except for naming the studio, which I'm pretty excited about. I mean, we do only have, let me see here, how many names? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we only had five entries. Maybe I'll just come up with a couple more. But I'm waiting on Ruthless. She's at work. She's a you know, pulling in that OT. We got house projects still. Like I was saying, we're waiting on the budget now. So that's what she's doing. I'm sitting here recording a podcast and she's at work making money. So it doesn't look so good for me, does it? I got her trained, boys. I got her trained good. So when she gets off work, gets home, I'll bring her in here and we'll record the last 5 minutes of this show and then get it uploaded to you guys. But that's about all I had. House is coming along. Weather's coming along. Yes, finally. I'm excited about that. Been waiting way too long. Man, this winter, this year, it has just seems like it was just never going to end. It just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then they gave us a little tease where it got like 65 for like a couple of days. And then it got back down to freezing and 40s. Ugh, I'm so over it. But we're just about there. Anyway, so I guess without further ado, I will hit the old pause button. And when Ruthless gets home and gets settled, we'll come out and draw some names. See you then. What do you think there, babe? Yeah? Let's get it. Okay, well, we ended up with like five. Hang on. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Nothing from Wild Rick. Nope. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. But it was just, nothing important like naming, the podcast studio, nothing like that. So anyway, before we get into that, so I heard a rumor that you got your bangs in.
I did. I did
it
early, and there's a box in the shop, and Joseph is anxiously waiting.
Are you planning on putting those on anytime soon? Like ASAP, like wrap it up, motherfucker. Yeah, let's go.
I want to ride to work tomorrow, and I don't need a backpack.
Oh, so you do plan on riding tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then we probably ought to not tear your bike apart this evening.
What? What do you mean tear it apart?
Well, it's not a 5-minute project, babe.
You said 30 minutes.
And I said it's not a 30-minute project, and I didn't mean that it was shorter than 30 minutes.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You misled me.
It can be, I don't know.
I'm not wearing a backpack.
Well, you may tomorrow.
No.
If you plan on riding. But
I'll stuff my pockets full again and I'll look like a Michelin man.
No fucking backpack.
No fucking backpack.
Look like Ghostbusters, but we ain't looking like no motherfucking Dynamo bro, right?
I don't ride none of them crotch rockets.
Yeah, those fuckers. All right, cool. So, gonna have to adjust that.
Calm down. What are you thinking?
Let's draw a name out of the hat. Like long enough, right? We've gone long enough. Okay, we've got five names here. Oh, are you going to read them?
No.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and read them.
Oh, man. Is that the names that they're from or just the name?
Both.
And you got to tell a story behind it if you know one.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right.
We have the G-Spot.
The G-Spot. Okay. That's totally from King. He told that to me at work, and it was one of those, like, Hey guys, I found it. This is Grizz coming from the G spot. So yeah, it's pretty funny. It works.
All right. What about the Grizz Cave?
The Grizz Cave. That came from my brother Bobby. Because my name is Grizzly, and it's kind of like a little cave in here. So I can see it. I'm digging.
All right. What about Studio G?
Studio G. That's from King's old lady, Nikki. And I thought it was pretty good, actually. I mean, it's simple and straight and to the point. But, you know, Studio G, Studio Grizz. Come on now. Ain't bad.
All right, we have the Writer's Hideaway Studio.
The Writer's Hideaway, that came from Joe.
Miss Barbie.
Miss Barbie. Come on, Barbie. I'm a Barbie girl. Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. It's all right. It's kind of long, but hey. The only thing that's long, you know what I mean? All right, one more here.
What is it? Out Home Studio?
Oh, Out House?
You put Out
Home. Well, you know, hey.
Out House Studio.
I do smoke a lot of weed.
Maybe.
Out Home. House, home, you know, fuck it. Close. That also came from King, which is awesome because it's like, hey, this is Grizz, come from Outhouse Studios, bringing you the shit. Which is probably my favorite, but anyway, so we're going to dump these in a hat here. Okay, sorry, I had to take my headphones off and take my hat off there. All right, names in the hat.
Shake them up.
Shake them up. I'm shaking them up.
All right.
This is it. All right, babe. What do we got?
All right. So it is Outhouse Studios.
This motherfucker right here. All right. So, I guess it's going to be Outhouse Studios from here on out.
So, that's where the shit comes from.
Grizzly, coming to you from the Outhouse Studios, where we bring you the shit. All right. Yeah, that works. All right, cool. Well, thank you, baby, for coming along and, you know, doing the most important part of the show. Yeah, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a show later, but that's not for public viewing. So, all right, thank you for coming along, and you're welcome. All right, and remember, keep the shiny side up, and I'll see you in the turn.